This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Mexico launched a three-month presidential campaign this week, and North Texans have reason to pay attention. This area has more Mexican citizens eligible to vote than anywhere else in the U.S. except Los Angeles. Alfredo Corchado is covering the election for the Dallas Morning News. For this week's Friday conversation, we caught up with him on this side of the border, on the line from El Paso. Alfredo Corchado, welcome to the Friday conversation.
It's great to be with you, Rick.
You were in Ciudad Juarez last weekend for the campaign kickoff of the leading candidate, Andres Manuel López Obrador. What stood out?
It was important, I think, for him symbolically, for López Obrador, to be so close to the border and to send a message to the United States and say, hey, we will be respectful. We will respect foreign policy. We will work with you as neighbors. But we will no longer serve as a piñata for foreign governments. And I think that's something that caught a lot of people by surprise. And for many of the people I interviewed, many of the voters, long overdue.
He's the leading candidate at this point. He's got a double-digit lead after losing by just a few hundred thousand votes back in 2006. What about his competitors?
He's got three main competitors. It's really López Obrador with the double-digit lead and then the rest. And you have a young 39-year-old, Ricardo Anaya hails from the conservative National Action Party, or the PAN. And then you have the central conservative PRI. This is the ruling party with the candidate named Jose Antonio Meade. And then for the first time, you have an independent candidate, Margarita Zavala.
She's the wife of a former president.
Exactly, Felipe Calderon. Some people in Mexico call her the Hillary wannabe. She has, I think, still pretty strong support from the PAN, and it is believed that she will play more of a spoiler role.
You describe those northern states of Mexico as an area that represents the country's angst. What do you mean by that?
It is a far more prosperous, wealthy area than the rest of Mexico. And yet, these are states that are also engulfed in drug violence. There's so much corruption. And more importantly, it's an area where there's so much trade with the United States, but the wages for workers remain virtually unchanged over the last 30 years. So there is a sense of, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? Why can't we seem to get it together? One political analyst told me, this election is not being run by fear, but really by anger. People are angry at what hasn't happened in Mexico. At all these broken promises, and they want something different, something new.
While the campaign was kicking off there, President Trump here was tweeting about what he called caravans of people from Central America coming through Mexico. He also promised to send U.S. troops to the border. What kind of impact is his behavior having on the presidential race there?
Up until now, the United States and President Trump was not much of an impact. I was just in Mexico City talking to experts and analysts there and saying, you know, this election will be defined more by domestic issues like, again, corruption, violence, etc. But since Sunday, you can see all candidates beginning to respond to Trump. The danger of this, Rick, is if suddenly it becomes you put in the nationalistic streak into the campaign and it becomes an anti-United States campaign, I think that will be bad for both sides because both countries are so economically and culturally intertwined that there's worry that you don't want to throw a wrench in there.
North Texas could have a key role in this election. There's been a surge of Mexicans living here who are eligible to vote there. How are the presidential candidates and the Mexican consulates reaching out to those voters?
I think it's really caught the Mexican consulate and Mexican candidates by surprise. The last numbers we had was more than 600,000 people nationwide had registered to vote. In the United States, more than 60,000 of them just in the Dallas area and in North Texas, which is a huge number. I mean, I think if it is a close election, as it was in 2006, that means that Mexican voters abroad will have a huge, huge say-so.
Why should people in Texas be paying attention to this election in Mexico?
If you're in Texas, you are somehow, some way connected to Mexico. And if that relationship is impacted, it could really have many ramifications for years to come.
Alfredo Corchado is border correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks for taking the time.
Rick, my pleasure.